Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Last month, the opening ceremony of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris was held. For a country which practices laïcité, which is often summarized as freedom from religion, where there is a strong separation of church and state, where the state citizens should not be regarded as anything other than citizens, and any markers, such as religion or ethnicity, shouldn't be evident in the public square, the sight of a full cathedral and the inaugural service intrigued and fascinated me. The theme of resurrection was evident and obvious following the fire. But what most intrigued me was the Archbishop of Paris's singing, "Awaken, organ, sacred instrument, sing God's praise," after 5 years of sleep, and so began a conversation where the Archbishop would chant to the organ and it would respond with a fanfare. As is the way of our neurons, I was transported to Psalm 150 with its call to all who have breath to praise the Lord. I was considering that the liturgy of the church is a dialogue between God, not the pastor per se, and his people, where we are reminded when we sing the Gloria in Excelsis and the Sanctus that we are not just in a church building in Brandon, where I am, or wherever we are, but we are where the heavenly realm and our geographical place intersect as we sing with the angels, or are they singing with us, praise of God. I also had in my head the image of the Advent wreath, where on the third Sunday of Advent, we light the pink candle because there is a long tradition that the third Sunday of Advent is about rejoicing, and the colour of pink or rose was a symbol of joy. For all the organisation that goes into a worship service, and there should be preparation, imagine the preparation and rehearsing for the Notre Dame service, what is happening is not between people, not really. The celebrants and assistants are to perform their tasks reverently and well, but with the attitude of John the Baptist, Jesus must increase while I decrease, and with the heart of the Holy Spirit, who would be saying, "Don't look at me, I'm directing you where to concentrate, where to focus, whom to see and hear, and that is Jesus." In a Christian worship service, people are in the presence of God because God says He is present and declares what is happening, and God does things. God is the active one. Think of Jesus' forgiveness, hearing God's word. He has something to say to you. God listening to and answering our prayers, receiving Jesus at Holy Communion, and being blessed by God. And this all happens in the divine service, and aspects of it in the daily services. No wonder our response is praise. Rejoice. That's a fanfare. God is for you and not against you. And so we come close to God in worship and in the Bible reading and prayer with a holy expectation. What is God saying to me today? Of course we should listen. After all, we know His first words to us are always, "I love you." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You that Your Son brought good news and set us free from captivity. Fill us with Your Spirit so that, as we are made holy, we live as Your holy people and rejoice. We ask this through Your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.